This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Tuesday, October 31st. Well, we had a solid day in the cattle space yesterday. Live cattle getting some follow through from Friday's big push up, and feeder cattle slightly higher, you know, just firm throughout the day, not a big push to the upside like we've seen in the lives, but definitely finding some pretty decent buying support there. In the cash trade, fairly quiet, which is typical for a Monday. Beef values were higher. Choice was up 171 at 309. Select up 77 at 281. The spread gained 94 cents. We're sitting at 28.39. Movement was a very light 59. So Monday usually is your lightest day of the week anyway, but 59 is really low. That's the lowest I've seen in months and months. That's not a holiday. Slaughter rate yesterday, 125,000 head. That's equal to a week ago and 1,000 less than a year ago. The feeder cattle index, the daily index is at 235.60. So that's down almost $4 from the previous day's daily index. So the running average, the 7-day moving average, is down 320. We're sitting at 236.53. So that took a pretty big hit. Not a big surprise. We've seen those dailies be well below the average, so we expected that average would start to shrink, but that's still a pretty big drop, and it's probably going to be, you know, be a weight on the feeder cattle futures as that cash index continues to erode and the daily values continue to be weakening as well. Want to take a quick look at beef imports. We have seen that those have started to ratchet up a bit. I think the strong dollar clearly plays into that. Plus, we're seeing the results of that strong El Nino, which created drought conditions across Australia, is pushing some herd liquidation. So we're seeing bigger beef production coming out of Australia. Their typical markets of Asia have not had that great of, that strong of economic growth. So we're seeing the demand from Asia be steady at best, if not a bit lower. So Australia's pushing their exports to other places, and of course, the United States is one of them. So we're seeing Australian imports for the month of September be up about 88% over a year ago. That equates to around 11,000 metric tons. In October, the estimate is that they'll be up about 100% over a year ago at 28,000 metric tons. We've also seen an increase in imports from New Zealand. Canada is about steady with a year ago. Mexican imports are down a bit from a year ago. But still, over the net, we're seeing an increase in U.S. beef imports, and USDA is lagging a little bit behind that in their last supply-demand report. So we're probably going to see an uptick in USDA's estimates. Year-to-date, beef imports are running about 6.4% higher than a year ago. So just to give some perspective on what's going on there. So from a cash perspective, you know, we're looking at the cash trade holding together very well, even with the break in futures. So that's clearly supporting the live cattle trade. Feeder cattle haven't really found a lot of support from that strong live cattle market. And clearly that's coming from the cash markets steadily eroding around the country. Some of that probably is just on the bigger runs of calves coming in. We saw the placement number for September be quite a bit higher than expected. Likely that's happening in October as well. And so we're seeing, you know, the calves that would have been held for replacements, at least the heifers, at least what we saw in September, are headed to the feedlots. And it's probably a pretty safe guess that that's happening in October as well. So while that's negative near term, it's just yet even more positive long term. Those heifers are most likely, most of them are just gone and not going to be available for herd expansion down the road. So we're seeing tighter and tighter calves available to the market in general. We're seeing more herd liquidation, and we're not seeing the heifer retention that you would expect to see this time of year, especially with good grazing conditions and a good hay crop. Looks like producers are opting to take the money rather than keep the calves back home. So that's, again, I think that's positive long term, but it's going to take a while to turn this momentum around if indeed you're going to see another wave of placements during October. And I would imagine you would see that. If you saw it in September, you're probably going to see it in October as well. But that's likely, much of that has been factored into the market. Longer term, you know, the market sold off right to those summer lows, almost exactly. And so far, we're holding. I think that the market's probably going to catch here and start working our way back up, especially if the live cattle market holds together, which I think it will. The economy's on very solid footing. We're headed into the holiday season. Normally, beef prices do well headed into early December. That appears to be on track this year, and that should offer some spillover support to feeder cattle as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.